Sunday, the U.S. military has announced that two U.S. soldiers were killed while conducting operations in an undisclosed location in northern Iraq on Sunday, the 26th of June. That makes June the deadliest month in 2 years for U.S. soldiers in Iraq. Afghanistan, yesterday, NATO is reporting the deaths of two soldiers of unspecified nationality from insurgent attacks in southern Afghanistan on Tuesday. Afghanistan, Monday. NATO is reporting the death of a soldier of unspecified nationality from an IED blast in an undisclosed location in southern Afghanistan. Afghanistan, over the weekend, NATO forces announced the deaths of at least seven soldiers in a variety of incidents. One more died in a hospital of wounds received June 15th, and one more died of non-combat wounds. Was this yet another GI suicide? Kabul, Afghanistan, yesterday. Eight armed suicide fighters stormed the International Hotel in downtown Kabul. At least 19 people were killed, including the eight attackers. The hotel is popular with international guests, meaning foreigners, which in this case probably means agents of NATO's occupation. The 11 people other than the attackers killed included a judge from an unnamed province, five hotel workers, and three Afghan policemen, according to Lutfullah Marshall, the spokesman for the Afghan National Directorate for Security. He said no foreigners were killed, but two foreigners were among 14 people wounded in the attack. He did not disclose their nationalities. The attack followed the time-honored Taliban pattern, where suicide bombers serve as artillery to soften up the target, followed by infantry armed with automatic weapons and also wearing bomb vests for when they get overwhelmed. As the attack began, a suicide bomber detonated on the second floor. Three fighters reached the roof, and there was a report that a rocket-propelled grenade was fired from there at the vice president's house. After hours of battle, the three fighters on the roof were killed when two helicopter gunships opened fire with rockets. It is exceedingly rare for anyone to call in a helicopter gunship attack on a ritzy upper-class hotel, even if insurgents are inside. The Taliban took credit for this attack, so the rockets presumably did as much damage to the hotel as anything else. Video footage from the attack showed fire on the roof, presumably from the rockets. Afghanistan, Sunday, an 8-year-old girl was killed, reportedly while trying to set up a bomb. Afghanistan, Saturday, an SUV bomb blew up outside a clinic in eastern Afghanistan on Saturday. It was at first thought to have killed at least 60 people, wounded at least 120, and it leveled the 10-bed medical center. The next day, the official death toll was reported as 38, with the Taliban denying all responsibility for the attack. Afghan officials are blaming the Haqqani network. Some say the hospital may not have been the intended target, as the bomb detonated when police tried to stop the bomber's car. Afghan-Pakistani border, since Saturday. At least six NATO fuel tank trucks, one fuel storage tank, and two NATO containers have been destroyed in the latest round of strategic attacks. Washington, ongoing. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates claims he has brought the war in Iraq to a successful conclusion. Only thing is, the U.S. has had no success in pacifying Iraq. The war is far from over. Iraq today. Two roadside bombs detonated in the city's southern district of Dura, one of them near Al Rashid Vegetable Wholesale Market. A total of 9 civilians were wounded and 1 killed, and a number of buildings damaged. Tamaria, north of Baghdad, Iraq, Sunday. A suicide bombing at a police station killed 2 police officers and wounded either 10 or 18 people, according to one report. That same report says 3 people were killed, but then specifies only the 2 officers, perhaps including the attacker and the 3 deaths. AFP says 2 civilians, not police, were killed and 17 people injured, but at another point the same story says 9 people were killed. Baghdad, Iraq, Saturday. Another roadside bomb went off near another convoy of U.S. military vehicles in Baghdad's western district of Adil. Wait a minute! What roadside bomb? What U.S. convoy? I thought combat operations in Iraq were over! Oh yeah, that's been said before. Mr. Barack Obama, haven't we had enough of all this? Now's the time to pull the plug, bring all the troops home today.